God on him as he comes tonight.
I love you. Amen. Thank you.
Come on, let's do that to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody reach way down deep in your spirit and love the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there's a deep move of his spirit in this house. Somebody give him that praise right now. Come on, he deserves it right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, close your eyes. Slip a hand up right now. Come on, be sensitive. He is here. Yes, Pastor, there's angels in this house. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Glory to God. I feel a depth in this house that truthfully is I feel inept to put into words. And I'm believing that the spirit of a discontented church that I feel tonight is propelling us into unprecedented revival in a realm and dimension of faith and the probability of God's favor that we have never seen nor imagined. I do not say those words lightly, but I know what today in the room, I knelt down and began to pray, and there was a gripping, compelling touch of the Holy Ghost that began to surge in my spirit. And I'm telling you, I feel the rolling, billowing depths. Does anybody feel what I feel right now that is in this house? One more time, lift your hands and love him. Oh God, whatever you would have right now, thy will be done, Jesus. Halaba hashata yalaba. God have mercy. Kato yalaba hashata. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Some people need miracles tonight. Financial, physical. Some of it's family. There's maybe a spouse, your children. Some of you have been waiting on an answer to a prayer for many years. Word was prophesied to you, and now you're in the trenches of waiting upon the Lord. Some of you have asked for deliverance only for hell to enlarge herself. Somebody's here looking for help, and every time you take a step forward, that the enemy of your soul beats you back another step. I feel like God placed a word in my heart tonight for this church. And I want somebody to know before we get in the word of the Lord that God puts us through situations like he went through Calvary, so we can create situations like Upper Room Pentecost. For if we abort the pain, the desertion of Calvary, if we abort the heartache and hope deferred and dreams that feel like they've died, we will never give birth to the outpouring and the miraculous, amen, the baby called revival. You know, it's more than suffering through the pain. It's learning to love it while you're going through it. My God, have mercy. You know, the powerful thing about Job is not what he lost, but rather what he kept while he was losing it all. Somebody needs to hear that. If I'll love it enough, if you'll love it enough, it will produce enough. I'm going to say that again. If you'll love it enough, it will produce enough. Oh, say now, God, be not weary in well-doing. For in due season, I'm talking to the spiritual womb of revival right now. For in due season, my God, I'm telling you, you're going to give, it's going to spring forth. When Zion travailed, she brought forth children. Give honor to our great pastor and bishop, Brother Sutton, and his family. How many love the man of God? You can't be saved without a man of God. I give double honor to Brother Sutton today. Brother Sutton, I hope I can say this without appearing cheesy or buttering your bread, but amen. I really feel like this is a great man that God has placed in my life, and I'm honored to be here and stand in this pulpit. Amen. And I place him amongst the heroes of my life, and the heroes of the apostolic movement. And I pray that the mantle of this great man of God can fall upon this young pastor. Amen. And God's going to use him. I rode in the truck with him, and he just began to talk, and I'm telling you, it was life-changing. Begin to answer questions. I'm thankful tonight. So thank you, Pastor, for those great things. It's wonderful family, anointed. My God. My God. Y'all are blessed around this place. I'm telling you. If I live close to here, I'd be right here bouncing and sweating and shouting, screaming with you every night that I could. God bless them. Amen. Every meal, the blessing, the basket, on and on. Thank y'all so much. Amen. If you have your Bibles, 1 Kings, I hope somebody's got some preach left inside of them tonight. Amen. Somebody wants to go somewhere in the Lord tonight. I feel that God would take us if we would be yet willing, amen, to walk through the open door. 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter. Amen. Bring greetings from Carson City, Nevada. Amen. I'm thankful today that they're having revival, and I'm not there. Amen. God's bigger than any one of us. Amen. And they said the house was packed today, and they had over 20 first-time visitors in the house of the Lord today. Thankful for that. Praise God. Amen. My dear brother, hearing the good news about his church, amen. I'm telling you, I love revival. I like being around people that like revival. Those are my kind of people. Amen, amen. And 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16, be reading through 27. Then came there two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him. And the one woman said, "Oh, my Lord," remember that little phrase, "Oh, my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house. I was delivered of a child with her in the house, and it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered that this woman was delivered also. And we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night, because she overlaid it. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me while thine handmaiden slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. When I arose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning," when that mama began to really think, and that, you know, there was tears running down the face of that young mother, "when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son which I did bear. The other woman said, 'Nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son.' And this said, 'No, but the dead is thy son, the living is my son.' Thus they spake before the king. Then said the king," Solomon here, "'the one saith, this is my son that liveth, and thy son is dead. And the other saith, nay, but my son, thy son is dead, and my son is the living.' And the king said, 'Bring me a sword.'" Imagine with me the tense moment as that little child is laid before the king, and the sliding sound of steel against the steel of a scabbard echoes through that courtroom. And the king said, "Bring me a sword." They brought the sword, and the king said, "Divide the living child in two. Give the half to the one, the half to the other." Notice this. "Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son." And she says it again, "Oh, my Lord, give her the living child and no wise slay it." But the other said, "Let it neither be mine nor thine, but divide it." Then the king answered in his God-given wisdom and said, "Give her the living child and in no wise slay it, for she is the mother thereof." I want to preach tonight, and I believe that God's fixing to take us somewhere in the Holy Ghost. I believe we all feel that way. I want to preach on this simple thought. If you can't shout, it ain't your baby. If you can't shout. She said, oh, that my Lord. And the king said, surely this is the mother. Look at your neighbor and say, if you can't shout, it ain't your baby. Put your Bible down, amen. Lift your hands. Let's ask the Lord to touch it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on. I feel faith already rising in this tabernacle. Come on, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It was the mama that was willing to make some noise that was identified as the, come on, somebody. Amen. I'm preaching to people. Amen. For the next couple of moments, if you need a miracle, that's the baby I'm preaching about. I'm preaching to this church that wants revival. That's the baby I'm talking about. This son, I already feel it. My God, I'm telling, we're fixing a break. It's going to happen tonight, Pastor. It's going to happen tonight. Come on, somebody. I want you to begin to pray about your baby. That job God promised you, that's your baby. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, your lost loved one, that's the baby I'm talking about. Somebody right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, come on, mama. My. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm preaching to the mother of revival. I'm preaching. Oh, God. God bless you. You may be seated. I'm tired of worrying about people that are offended about God and revival and boisterous, explosive shouting and crazy praise. I had a young preacher that I've known since I was a little boy ask me a while back, he said, do you guys always have altar calls? And do you always get sweaty and shouting? Do you ever just relax? And I looked at him, I said, absolutely not. I said, we don't back up for nothing. Amen. And he looked at me, amen, like I was an alien. I'm tired of worrying about people, amen, that don't believe in the blessings and provisions of God that are mine and they're yours. I'm tired of explaining to people that do not have a baby in their spiritual walk why I shout and why I praise. Honey, I don't need an excuse to praise. I got the Holy Ghost, and that's reason enough to shout until I can't even stand up anymore. He said, why are you always excited about revival? Man, why don't you guys just sit down and have a little cerebral, you know, little meeting about the religious dues? I said, I'm sorry. I guess I'm not smart enough to have a discourse about some of these things that don't even have nothing to do with revival or salvation. Can I tell somebody here today, I'm tired of telling people, amen, that don't understand, amen, what's happening inside of us. Why I'm smiling and why I walk with my head up. I look at me, I said, I'm a nobody. I'm a sinner saved by grace. But honey, the reason you don't understand this joy that I have is because you don't have the baby that I've caught. The reason you don't understand why we don't just sit at church and patty cake for Jesus is because you don't know like I know what God has done for me. Pardon my noise, but this is my freedom. Pardon my shout, but it's my baby. I'm tired of telling. Well, somebody told me the other day, they said, no, God just don't bless me like that. I said, well, honey, that's on you. Because my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. You know what I'm beginning to understand? It just ain't their baby. Their God is not like our God. Can I tell somebody? This thing's got to get personal. This thing's got to get maternal. This thing's got to be on the inside. And I'm telling somebody, if you're going to have a baby, you got to be willing to get something down close to
to your heart that affects your walk. It affects your talk. It affects your appetite. You can't even sit the same. I've seen my wife's had three boys. Pretty soon she starts standing like this. I said, go ahead, baby, lean into that. I'm telling somebody, amen. When you begin to get this thing so deep down on the inside, you can't stand still. You're eating for two. Amen. And you walking different because it's short. Can I tell some? I saw a mama today and another lady was saying, oh, look at your belly. And she didn't say belly, but that's what they was talking about. And I said, my God, I see a revival. That's like, I said, oh, let me see that. Oh, my God. How many more months? Well, can I tell somebody? I feel, amen, that this church is due for a baby called Revaikalama. I feel like there's moms and dads. You've been waiting. You've been waiting 9 long months, but I've come to tell you the baby's here. The baby's here. You're going to hold it. You're going to walk it. You're going to talk. Hey, the baby has come. God have mercy. Is there any mamas in this house? Is there anybody that says, I make that my baby? You know, people that aren't parents, all these liberal people want to tell me how to raise kids. They don't have, and if you're a liberal, God will forgive you. but they want to tell me how to raise kids, and they don't have kids. Honey, let me just tell you, people that aren't parents can't be explained how it feels to be a parent. The people that have never, they say don't mess with bears. I tell them, don't mess with a mama bear's cubs. Honey, that's a whole other world of hurt. If you want to get somebody mad in church, you just pick on her kids. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You just go ahead and correct her little Johnny or her little Susie. I'm telling you, watch claws come out. And my mama will activate the lasers. She'll cock her head back and forth and say, oh, no, you didn't. That's smart. Can I preach to somebody here today? The devil's been picking on your joy. He's been picking on your peace. He's been picking on your miracle, your promise, and your dream. I would to God you'd stand up and say, oh, no, you're not. Oh, no, you didn't. Yeah, it's my baby. I'll fight for it. Yep, it's my revival. It's my blessing. It's my turn. It's my baby. You know why I'm excited? Because it's mine. You know why I love revival? It's my baby. You know why I love Bible? It's my baby. And I'll care for the rest of this world about it. You know why I shout? You know why I run the aisles. Amen. You know why I give and I sacrifice. It's my baby. I see people that having a hard time giving to God. It ain't their baby. People want to sit there like the chosen frozen in the house of God. You know what? It just ain't their baby. But I'm excited to tell somebody here today, I'm not coming down off this wall like old Nehemiah. Amen. To talk to some people that have never had a baby. I'm preaching to this church. Don't worry about who's around and who's the competition. You just walk on and let God, amen, add to the church daily. Don't let those, amen, that don't have revival try to dictate ours. I've come to tell you, it's full speed ahead. It's pedal to the metal. Amen, and to God be the glory. I've come to preach to this church. The waters are troubled. We walked in it this morning. But can I tell you, there's a proverbial door that has been opened in the spirit realm. Does anybody want to take possession? Does anybody want to say, it's my baby. I'll raise it. I'll teach it how to walk. It's my baby. I'm not coming down off the wall. Sam Ballett and Tobias show up and say, why don't you just take a night off? You know, man, you went to church Sunday and Wednesday. You don't need to go Sunday night. And you don't need to shout and get all sweaty, amen, and leave church just all tore up. Why don't you just sit there and bask in the power of God? I'm all for basking, but I'm going to tell you, when I get hot, I got to move. I'm like a little apostolic kernel of corn. When it gets hot enough, something's going to pop. Amen. If I get it all over you, then that's all right. But I'm going to tell you, honey, amen, I can't sit in this place without feeling the reverberating, shaking and pressing of God looking for a church that will have his baby. I looked around today. I saw some of y'all shouting, and I saw some of y'all looking at those who were shouting. I've come to preach to you. If it's your baby, it's all about it. If it's your baby, amen, you'll do whatever it takes. If it's your baby, it don't matter. You'll show it off. You'll tell it to everybody. You'll show strangers. This is my, I'm telling somebody, I don't care what the enemy says. It's our time to possess the promises. How many prophecies, how many words of God have come across this pulpit? I've come to tell this church in the Holy Ghost, if you'll make it your baby, you'll hold it, you'll feel it, and you'll know it, that it's yours. The prophet Sanballat didn't have the ability to bring a son, so he brought a servant. Can I tell you, servants aren't the same as sons. Servants don't inherit what sons inherit. Can I tell you, they didn't get it. That's why I'm going to keep on fasting. In the devil's face, I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on pushing. Well, it's going good. I don't need to pray, honey. When it's going good, you better pray. Amen, because it's fixing to get crazy. But can I tell somebody here today, if you're willing to lift your voice, then God will be willing to open the portals of heaven and bless you. But can I tell you, God will not heal the silent. God will not touch those that are unmoved and in observing status. But can I tell you, in the Holy Ghost, God's looking for somebody that will lift their voice like a little prostitute mama did and said, oh, that my Lord. Amen. Which, can I tell you, if you'll shout, God will stop the sword. If you'll shout, God will stop the judgment. If you'll shout, he'll give it back. If you'll shout, the gates of hell will fall. Come on, mama. If you'll shout, amen, hell will go back. If you'll shout, your baby will come home. I'm preaching to somebody. If you can't shout, it ain't your baby. Come on, I feel the shout of a mama, of a daddy. I hear the possessive shout of praise. Yeah. I got to preach tonight. Our text we read is not doctrinal, but rather in the narrative. In the Bible, when you read something that is in the narrative, the writer would ask of you to use your imagination to understand the story. You got to think with me right now. This mama was desperate. Her baby was going to die. She was a prostitute. She lost self-esteem a long time ago. Her family had left her a long time ago. She had nothing to live for. She was bruised and broken and abused and looked down and despised. Amen. But now she had a little baby. I'm telling you, she had a glimmer of hope inside of her arms. Amen. And now that little baby was about to die. How would you tell that mama to pray? What would you tell that mama to do? Well, just fold your little pious hands and put on your little Sunday go to meeting clothes. And if God wills it, amen, then something might happen. I've come to tell you, that's not the kind of prayer. That's not the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man that availeth much. You know what I'd tell that mama to do? Exactly what she began to do. She said, oh, that my Lord. Amen. That phrase was always used adverbially in the Bible. And properly, it was a request. She said literally, oh, that my Lord would give me my baby. I've come to tell you, there's power in your voice. There's power in your shout. There's power when you got tears running down your face and you lift your your hands in spite of hell, in spite of problems, in spite of closed doors, and say, oh, that my Lord would give me my job, my miracle, my blessing. Oh, that my Lord. I was born in Moss Bluff, Louisiana, with a hole in my heart. Four of them. And 1979, March the 4th, was a Wednesday night. And my father, as he relayed the story, he said, son, there was more missing from your heart than there was that was beating. That was a miracle. He said, they had you in this little cave thing, and tubes in you, and wires everywhere. He said, son, I hopped into my little pickup and drove through a Louisiana rainstorm. Some of y'all know what a Louisiana rainstorm is all about. And he said, I almost lost control. He said, I almost put it in the ditch two or three times. He said, but I got to the house of God, and they were having a Wednesday night church. He said, son, I ran down the aisle, and I got Brother Ewing, and he said, pastor, you got to pray for my baby. Can I tell somebody, they marked the time that the church prayed. Amen. And I was instantly healed. Amen. And the heart beating in this chest is living proof of God's miraculous ability. I'm here today because I was somebody's baby. I'm here. Come on. You want your kids to come home? Then be a spiritual daddy. You want revival? He called on my heart shut. You want your high school? You want your job? Then be a daddy and be a mama and say, I'll drive through the rain. I'll teach a Bible study even when it inconveniences me. But it's my baby. I'll do anything for it. I'll feed it. I'll love it. I'll pay for it. It's my baby. Come on, is there anybody desperate right now? I need my miracle. I need my miracle. I need a finance. I'm telling somebody, I dare you to scream out, oh, that my Lord. Well, preacher, I'm telling you, I've shouted before. No, I'm talking about if you can't shout, it ain't your baby. If you're willing to sit there and take your chance, I'm not preaching to you, but if it's your baby, lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice. Come on. Hell can't handle a daddy. Hell can't handle a spiritual mother. There it is. I feel it breaking. I feel it breaking right now. Come on, church, push. Go right now. Walk with me. Come on, young preacher. You want a ministry? Then make it your baby. Come on, young person. You want to do something for God? Make it your baby. You want a miracle? Amen. Then lift your voice. You want a breakthrough? I'm telling you, God's bigger than dope. He's bigger than crack. He's bigger than cocaine. He's bigger than sin. He's bigger than the evils of this world. But you got to be willing to possess the baby. Can I tell you? Amen. Worship reveals ownership. Woo! God have mercy. You didn't hear me. I said worship reveals ownership. God have mercy. I feel like I'm gonna blow up tonight. When the preacher says, if you want it, it's here. And somebody says, I'm telling you, that's the mama. That's the papa. I'm telling somebody here today, it's easy to get healed. It's easy to be blessed. It's easy to be used of God. But you got to be willing to internalize the possession of God's promise. You got to be willing to get it down in your heart and in your bosom and say, I'll sacrifice everything I got to give birth to my baby. My. Everything's about the baby. Everything's about the baby. Her emotion revealed mothership.
her desperation. When she stood in that courtroom, she thought about 9 months of swollen ankles. She thought about the first couple months when she couldn't keep nothing down. She thought about that last glimpse of hope. And there, she realized her only future was tied to the baby. She was banking on it, Pastor. It was her last chance to have something to be proud of. Her shout revealed the cost of the carry. Oh, the tears that ran down that bruised face. Amen. Told the story of days of being degraded and days of self-esteem. Amen. Being taken from her. Amen. Those tears, amen, were evidence of the lacking of self-worth. But can I tell you, I can see that little prostitute girl, amen, bruised and broken with matted hair. Amen. Putting her hand, I remember my wife would put her hands on that belly and talk to that baby, and tears would run down her face as she said, Mama loves you. And Mama's going to take care of you. Amen. Some of the neatest moments I've ever experienced. That little girl, she said, Mama loves you, little man. It's going to be all right. I'm going to do my best because I love you. You won't have to live like I had to live. I can see her fist clench and her face set like a stone as she says, because you're my baby, I'm going to give you something even over my dead body that mommy never had. Can I preach tonight when and how we worship and how we sacrifice and how we give? Our faithfulness, our attitude, our love and zeal for truth reveal, amen, the gravity of the baby that's growing inside of our families and inside of our churches. Can I tell somebody here today, if we can't have faith, nothing wavering, it ain't our baby. If we can't live without hope, open expectation, it ain't our baby. If we live in constant fear and God has not given us that spirit, it ain't our baby. If I struggle to give and sacrifice, it's not my baby. Amen. If apostolic preaching gets on my nerves, it's just not my baby. If apostolic worship makes me uncomfortable, then somewhere I've aborted the baby. My God. Giving to God of my tithe and offering is a drag. It ain't my baby. He loves a cheerful giver. She said that the child was unto the king. Oh, can I tell you, she gave birth, amen, to destiny. She said, I know I carried you, but soon as you're born, I'm taking you, amen, and giving you to the king. Can I tell somebody today, if a world lost and going to hell doesn't keep you up at night, it ain't your baby. Amen, if you don't believe that this apostolic message is this world's only hope, I'm preaching to you today. Amen, it ain't your baby. Amen, if sacrifice is a four-letter word and of an honor, it ain't my baby. If working on the building is a bitter task, it just ain't mine. But I've come to preach to somebody. Are you willing to give up what's most precious to keep the baby alive? Are you willing to sacrifice? Because if you are, then I'm telling you, you go ahead and go to the delivery room, because I hear the sounds of abundance of rain. I see a cloud in the Holy Ghost tonight. It's the size of a man's hand. But can I tell you, I feel a deluge. I feel a flood of apostolic revival. Are you willing to get rid of the little foxes, my brother, that are spoiling the vine of maternal ownership? What about the little habits? What about that last thing that you don't want to surrender? I'm asking tonight, if you can't shout, it ain't your baby. I'm preaching to somebody that says, I'll walk it at night when it can't sleep. I'll hold it in my arms and comfort it from the noise. I'll shout for it. Oh, la mahasaya ha. Hikaya la mahasaita ya la bohosha. God have mercy. I'll weep for it. Ha. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, God. I'll give to it when I don't have nothing to give, and then give again.
I'll give when I'll give when it doesn't make sense. You see, it's my baby, brother. It's my baby, my sister. I'll die for it. I'll lay my life down. I'll put my little career on hold because it's my baby. It's my baby. It's my baby. I love it. It's everything. It's my chance. It's my hope. Hallelujah. It's still pure. It's still unpolluted. It's my baby. Is there anybody that says the baby's got to live? The baby's got to grow. The baby has got to have a chance. You may call me crazy, but you've never had a baby. You may think I fell on my head, but I'm telling you, it's my life. It's my baby. I feel it happening in this house. Hallelujah. There's going to be deeper than a shout tonight. They're going to be deeper than a little two-step. I'm preaching to somebody. Hallelujah. There's a baby in your arms, church. I don't know if we all realize it tonight, but I'm telling you, destiny's child is in this church's arms. I'm not telling you it's coming. I'm telling you right now, this church is sitting upon a powder keg of God's revival that eye hath not seen and ear hath not heard. I'm preaching to you today, but it's got to be your baby. Come on. If we're not revival-minded, we're divided-minded. The other mama said, well, I just cut it in half. Amen. Just kill it. Hallelujah. You know what the real mom said? No! The baby's got to live. Can I tell you? I don't care what the devil tries to kill. I'm going to scream to my light. You can bury me with my hands up. I'm going to go out shouting. I hope I die preaching because it's my baby. I love it more than life. It's my breath. It's my heartbeat. It's my everything. This is my life. He said, he that is not with me is against me. Luke 11. He said, if you don't gather, then you scatter. He said, there's no middle ground. I'm reaching to some people on the outskirts. Amen. I'm reaching to some of those that were watching tonight. I'm coming after you in Jesus' name because I love you. Because can I tell you, this train's bound for glory, honey. I'm telling you, it's hard to hop on a moving train. You might as well get in. Amen. Like that sticker said, get in, sit down, and we'll be Christian and hush up. Amen. This church is going somewhere. Amen. And it's our time. I'm telling you, you ought to get in this thing. Amen. And say, I'm never coming off of it. I'm never backing up. It's mine. It's my baby. Can I tell you, you can't be halfway pregnant. You can't be three quarters. Honey, you either are or you're not. I'm preaching to this church. It's either our baby or it's not. But can I tell you, I don't want God to give the baby to the church down the road. I want God to, I'll birth it. I'll feed it. I'll nurse it. I'll walk it. I'll push it in a stroller. I'll do whatever it takes. It's my baby. Does anybody right now want to get possessive of the promise? Right now. I'm preaching to people that hadn't made it personal yet. I'm preaching to people that are on the outskirts of the tabernacle. Can I tell you, I'm not an outer court dweller. You get me in there where I can see the candlesticks and the bread. And when I get in there, I'm going to shout until God makes a door into the holies of holies. Hallelujah. You got to get fiercely possessive of your miracle, of your ability to be a leader, and your ability to be a blessing. It's got to become a part of your everyday. You got a diaper bag, you got a baby seat, and thank God for baby wipes and diapers. Everywhere you go, it's all about, can I tell somebody, if you catch me at the lake, I'm still about revival. When I go on vacation, the baby yet lives. When I'm out of town, and pastor can't see me, it's still about the baby. I'm almost done tonight. When a little kid knows he's in his daddy's house, he's wild, exuberant, and fiercely possessive. They'll fight another kid to the death over their toy. First word kids learn, mine. I'm telling the kingdom of God, you got to learn how to say mine. You got to learn to get selfish sometimes. And I got three boys. They're heathens, all three of them. I love them. Amen. 10, 8, and 6. They get it from their mother. Ooh, Lord. I said it because she's not here. Because if she's here, she'd tear me to pieces. Hallelujah. But you know how us men are. We're tough when mama's not there. But my kids will fight. A couple weeks ago, we went to a saint's house to have dinner. And I gave them, you know, the pastor's talk. And I meant my dad was a pastor. Boy, I will kill you in a heartbeat. I will knock you out and I'll pray you back after dinner. Boy, I'll skin you alive. And I was telling them all these beautiful things, amen, about love and affection. And I, if you dare move, son, I'm telling you, your grandkids, amen, will feel the whoop I put on your tail. Amen. I'm sorry. Time out don't work, y'all. Hello. Well, you go ahead. I see some of your kids controlling you. Uh-uh, baby doll. Not at my house. I ain't chasing that rabbit, though, but it's chaseable. And we went to the house, and so my boys walked in. They are the picture of the angelic beings that I sometimes think that they are. But I'm often convinced that they're the opposite. And they're sitting there, pious hands, and the little boy comes in with toys. And I see my little boy, Seth. He's 6. I seen his eyes go whoop. And he's sitting there, and he looked over at me. He gauged the distance, and he decided not to. And I see my boy sitting there. That little boy began to play. And then my boy said, can I play with your toy? And I was like, my God, we're having revival. Honey, did you hear? Our child just said, can I play with your toy? And they sat there, and then they played a little bit. Then the boy of the house, he took the toy back. And my boys didn't. I was waiting for World War III. And my boy said, here, you know, God bless you. Here's your toy. And at least that's how it seemed. And they gave it back. I'm sitting there going, oh, my Lord, this is amazing. And I was so proud of myself. And it was just amazing what they were doing because they weren't in their own house. You know what's amazing to me is that we're in God's house today and we won't even fight for what's ours. It's your miracle. Devil comes in. No, you can't play with my joy. That's my baby. Thank you very much. No, you can't have my peace. No, you can't have, amen, my anointing. No, I'm in my daddy's house. I don't know who your daddy is, but I know who my daddy is. And my daddy can whoop your daddy. So speak to the hand, brother man, because this is my house and daddy's rules. So if you don't like it, you best step, son, because I'm in my place and this is my, I'm telling you, if you realize what this is all about, amen, you're gonna scream to the heart. Can I tell you, if you sit there without a scream, when the devil robs you blind, when you don't hit back, when you sit there like a bump on a deal, I'm telling you, you forgot who your dad is, what the house is, and who your baby is. I'm preaching to somebody. It's time to get up and say, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. I'm not going home without it. I'm not leaving home without it. It's mine. How long have you been sick? You ought to be healed. How long have you needed a blessing? Get it tonight. Do I hear the sound of a mama? This is what I'm talking about. Preacher, hype me up. No. God's looking for a mama. I know what buttons to push. I know how to shout you. I'm not here to shout you. I'm here to preach. Thus saith the Lord. Is there a mama? Yeah. I'm preaching to the back row tonight. Is it your baby? Mic check. 1, 2. Preacher, leave me alone. Nope. I feel like a weed eater on race gas tonight. I'm telling you, I could just chew through something right now. Preacher, leave me alone. Nope. I'm not leaving until tomorrow morning. Until then, I've got the mic, and he who has the mic last wins. So pastor going to win tonight. But I've got a feeling, amen, there's a bigger weed eater next to me right over here that says, yep, It's still my 20 plus years. It's still my baby. Amen. I don't know how many buildings we're on, but yeah, it's still mine. You see that Bible study chart? That's my baby. You see those notes? You see these tears? Yeah, it's my baby. You know why he preaches? Because it's his baby. You know why he loves your family? Because it's his baby. You don't want a miracle. Nope. Some of you don't want a blessing. It's here tonight, but I'm telling you, yeah, I don't think you want it like I want you to have it. I'm telling you, it's thick right now. Do you want it? Come on, sis. Come on. There's hunger in your heart. Anybody? I'm not pushing buttons tonight. God's come to expose the mothers and daddies of revival. Woo! Can I tell you, sin has babies too. Just ask David. But that ain't my baby. You know why? I'm going to be at the place of warfare. Amen. We are kings. We are priestly. Amen. We are God's chosen and elect. 1 Peter 2:9. We are peculiar and set apart. Can I tell you? Kings have babies when it's time. And I'm telling you, there's a kingly, amen, expectancy in the house tonight. But I'm preaching to people that have been to too many services and you went home unchanged. I'm reaching for backsliders right now. I'm reaching for the lukewarm tonight. He said, I would you'd be hot or cold. Come on, I'm going to tell you. What preacher, let us shout. No. I want to see some mamas tonight. What preacher, let's crank it up. I love to shout and buck and soar, but I'm telling you, God worked me over like a chicken wing in the room today. He said, you go preach to my people and let them know if they can't shout, then I won't hear them. And the baby of my promise will not touch the womb of expectancy in their church. There it is. Ah, there it is. There it is. Yeah. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't that my ha. Huh? Hey. Here it goes. Here it goes. God have mercy. Yeah. Come on. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Ha. Yeah. I know it hurts. I know it hurts. But cry. I feel spiritual contractions. I feel contractions in the Holy Ghost. Ooh, that hurts. But can I tell you, the baby's gonna be born. Yeah, my God, it's here, church. This is right where God wants us. It's here. Yeah, I know you can shout, but can you give birth? I know we can run, but can we have a baby? Come on, does Birmingham have a mama? Does revival in Birmingham have any parents? Does revival at the daughter works and the cell groups have any parents? My God, is there a daddy that'll claim this baby? Is there a mama that'll claim it? Come on, young preachers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want every young preacher that has their pastor's approval to come with me. Come get on this platform. Get up here, hurry. Come on, spiritual daddies. Where's our Sunday school teachers at? Get up here, Sunday school teachers. Where's our youth department? If you're a leader in this church, I want you to come. I want you to get on this platform right now. Oh, la mahashata. Hallelujah. My God, have mercy. Does Birmingham have a daddy? You say, well, I just teach Sunday school class. My God, there's a little Moses in there. There's a little John. There's a Timothy. There's a Paul. Come on, I'm asking you leadership. Does revival have a daddy? Does revival have a mama? My God, have mercy. Will anybody say, I'm taking this to another level? I'm going to another. Will anybody shout for this baby? Will anybody speak up for this baby? Is there any moms and dads that are loud and proud and are not ashamed to say, I'm apostolic, one God, Jesus' name, tongue talking from the top of my head to the I'm not ashamed. Come on, I'm asking. There's going to be an anointing come right now. There's a mantle coming right now. God have mercy. Woo! Woo! Yeah! Yes! Come on. Come on, leaders. Will you change revival's diapers? Will you clean up the mess of a new convert? And will you buy them their first suit? Oh, ain't nobody preaching with me right now. Amen. Will you clean it when it's made an abject mess? Will you encourage it when it's fallen flat on its face and made a mess out of the smallest things? Will you provide for it? Will you teach it? Will you encourage it? Will you never walk out on it? If you can do that, I'm telling you, it's your baby. I want every leader in this house to lift your hands. That'll be everybody in this church. If you got the Holy Ghost, God's got a plan for you. Come on, I want to hear moms and dads that say, you know what? I've been fooling around long enough. I've been going through the motions long enough. It's time to have a Book of Acts, amen, explosive revival. Come on, I'm not giving my blessing back. I'm not giving my baby back. I'm not giving my hope. I'm not giving my peace. I'm not giving my trust. I will not yield. I will not back up for the devil. I will not put my baby down. Come on, I feel an old spirit of apostolic praise. I feel an old goalie washer. Hallelujah, barnstorming. Knock you on your face, prayer meeting. Hallelujah, it's our baby. That's why I shout, oh, that my Lord would. Go ahead, go ahead. I'm telling you, your praise is dispatching angels. Your praise is unlocking the doors and the windows of heaven. Your praise is powerful because your shout reveals ownership. Go. Come on, plumb the depths of this tonight.
plumb the depths of this. I'm telling you, this ain't going to be a Sunday night fix. This is going to be a life-changing, monumental push of revivals, baby. A man that's going to walk in this house and talk. I can hear the sounds of a little baby. I feel like I'm in an apostolic nursery tonight. Come on, mama, hold that thing. God have mercy. You know what mamas do after they went through the pain? It did. When you place that baby in their bosom, something happens. I'm telling you, I feel like God tonight is trying to place in our hands the little swaddled bundle of what we've always asked for. It's going to be worth it all. I said, it's going to be worth it all. Every uncomfortable night, every time when I was sick to my stomach, it's going to be, can I preach? Hallelujah. Holy Ghost stretch marks in a church are signs of a birthing. Can I preach? I know I'm being plain, but I'm talking real talk tonight. Somewhere we got to get pregnant with this thing. I'm tired of preachers that don't have babies. Oh God, I'm preaching to me right now. I'm tired of messages that don't have a baby. I'm tired of songs that are a mile wide and an inch deep. Oh my God, what about the baby? What about the baby? What about the baby? I'm not worried tonight about putting some fancy message together. I'm worried about the baby tonight. The baby called revival. Somebody love him. I would somebody would travail. I want revival so bad, I'll do anything. I want our church building so bad, I'll do it. It's my baby. That's it. Come on, leaders. Come on, leaders. Come on, front line. Come on, front line. Hallelujah. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. I feel like God is here right now. Come on. This is the moment right here. Come on, mama. Come on, daddy. Yes. How do I have a baby? Kneeling, standing, bowing, singing, sacrificing, giving, leaping, dancing, clapping, weeping, rejoicing, shouting and running. If we can't shout, it's not our baby. If we were Jewish, we would gadah, which is to magnify him. We would hadah, is to rejoice. We would havah, which is to kneel. If we were Jewish, we would huah, which is to dance before the Lord. Amen. If it was our baby, we would maha, which is to clap our hands, and nasa, to lift our voice. Pazaz is to leap, and salau is to exult in song. Rana is to dance and skip about. Without the beat of a drum, somebody begin to praise. Yeah. Yeah, Lord. Oh, Yalabaha. Oh, Yalabaha. God, do it. Yalabaha. Right now, God. Right now, God. There he is. There's an anointing coming upon you. You've never felt before. God's got an open door. Oh, oh my God. Whoa, whoa. I feel the brush of angels' wings. I'm telling you, it's thick right now. I'm telling somebody. Come on. Worship him. Sun, moon, stars, waters, earth, dragons of the deep, fire, hail, snow, stormy wind, the mountains and hills praise, the fruitful trees, the beasts, the cattle, the flying fowls. Amen. We praise him with a trumpet, with a psaltery, with a harp, with a timbrel, with stringed instruments and organs, and loud cymbals. Yeah, we pray together out loud because in Acts 4, they lifted up their voice to God in one accord because it was their baby. We lift our hands in praise because the psalmist said, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. We sing with all of our heart because the Bible says, make a joyful noise, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You know why we clap and shout? Because the Bible says, oh, clap your hands. All you people, shout. Let me know who the mama is. Yeah. I'm telling you, you're approaching something that will mark you, Jacob, for the rest. You're going to walk different. God's going to change who you are. Come on, true worshipers. We worship in spirit and truth. Yeah, yeah. I don't need a band to wind my clock. When I think about the Lord and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. It's my baby. Go ahead. Yeah, church, we're making progress tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, we are. Preacher, God hasn't opened the door. Then, honey, get your shout on in the hallway. And you shout, amen, until the door opens. Can I tell somebody, your condition is not your conclusion. Don't wait till the battle's over. Shout right now. Let God know I've got a womb. Let God know I'm a vessel. I'm available. I'm willing and able. You know what Bartimaeus did? He cried all the more. You know why? He had a baby on the line. Bartimaeus, shut up. We're trying to have church. The Bible said he cried all. This is what I want you to do right now. Make some room right here in the front. Those that are praying, keep praying. If you need something from God tonight, I want you to come. If you don't believe that's going to happen, then don't come. But if you want it, I want you to come up here right close. Get in close right here. Preacher, you're crazy. Nope, I got the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you. I believe what the Bible says. I said, I still believe what the Bible says. He said, if we pray the prayer of faith, anointing with oil, they're going to be healed. I ain't backing up from that. Today, it's going to become your baby. I'm telling you in the Holy Ghost, there is a word in this house. God have mercy. I feel so much of God. Some of you are going to walk in this place. I'm telling you, you ain't going to sleep right. Things is going to happen. Amen. You're going to hear the voice of God because tonight it became your baby. Hallelujah. I feel it, Pastor. It's this summer. It's this summer. I'm agreeing with, if any two agree together on any one thing, can I tell somebody, it's our baby. It's our baby. I'm taking ownership. Listen to me before we pray. 2,000 plus years ago, the decision of ownership was brought to the church. And the question was asked,
Barabbas or Jesus? The Bible says that the people cried all the more, give us Barabbas. I'm asking, is the deafening scream of this end time screams for Barabbas? Is there anybody that still wants Jesus and him crucified? Hang on, hang on, hang on. His name is Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. How would you shout if it had already happened? Oh, God. Woo, I feel that. How would you worship right now if he or she was standing next to you? How would you praise God if that financial miracle was in your bank account right now? On the count of three, we're going to lift up a shout in this house. We're not waiting until the battle's over to have a baby. No, 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 no. You know, I'm going to have a baby right now. Come, I'm preaching to somebody, and I'm done right here. It's time for you to give birth in the spirit right now. Come on, God's not the God of barren wombs. God's not the God of barren families and barren moms and dads. I'm telling you, if you got the Holy Ghost, he picked you out of some 7 billion people and said, I choose you to do my work. He said, greater things than these. I'm thankful for Paul. I'm thankful for Peter. But can I tell you, if God wanted Peter here, he'd be here. But he picked you and he picked me. My God, it's our baby. One, two, three, shout.
Hell can't handle me.
I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Reach your hand out and pray. Amen for your brother. Pray for your sister. Come on, it's baby time. It's baby time. It's baby time. We win. We win. Yeah. My soul says yes. My soul says yeah. Yeah. To the Lord. He's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says, yeah, yeah, to the Lord. Come on, son. Somebody say, my soul says, yes. My soul, my soul says, yeah. Yeah, I'll say yes in the morning.